Okay, everybody, today's daf is Sukkah daf Lamed Daled, and we're here at the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis by the Mishnah. We have had Lulav, we have had Hadas, and now, sure enough, surprise, surprise, we have Arava Gzula via Veshap Zula. If you have an Arava that is stolen or is dried out, it is possible. Shasherev Shalir in Dachas Psula, again, just as we've had before. Niktam Rosha, let's say the top was cut off. Nefritzua Lav. Or if, again, that means that the leaves got ripped off, that tzavtzafa is a different type of arava, which has more rounded, let's say, leaves than pointy. So psula, all those are no good. Kamusha, if it's kind of, not melting, but it's kind of like, kind of withered a little bit, right? And you have, it still has some sort of moisture, but not, you know, it's going to be dry, but it's not completely dry yet. Vish, an issue miktas aleha. Man, if some of the leaves are left, vishel ba'al, and then now this doesn't mean ba'al is in like the Avodah Zarah of the Torah, but here it means an arava from the fields. So kshera, again, because that is kosher, again, arava usually, right, the pasuk says arvinachal, right, usually you would assume they may have to grow by the river. Here the Mishnah says no, just talking about the species, and if it grows in the field, then it is okay. Tanur Rabbah, we'll learn the Rebbe. So arvinachal hagedilin, Alanachal. What does the pasuk mean when it says arve nachal? It means hagadil, and then when things that grow, right? This species that grows by the river. Devar achar, another thing we learn from this, arve nachal, she'ala, 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 that not Allah, but ale, it means the leaves, meshuch kanachal, are drawn out, are long, like a river. Tani yidach, another braisa taught us that arve nachal, inli ela arve nachal shel baal, inli ela arve nachal. Right, the pasuk says, you take these willows of the river, right, that seems to imply only ones that grow by the river. Shel baal v'shel harim minayin. How do you know if the same species grows in a field or in a mountain? That's also okay. Stam alomar arve nachal, meaning arve is plural, right? Many, arve is plural. So therefore, mikol makom, any type of arve nachal are going to be mutter. Abba shal alomar, Abba shal says, arve, I'll give you a different drasha from the word arve, that's plural. Shtayim, meaning it refers to two different mitzvos. Achas lulav v'achas lamikdash, right? One for the lulav, obviously you take a rebos for the lulav, but, and another one is for the beis hamikdash. What's going on in the beis hamikdash? So that's, if you look at Rashi, they would go around achas lamikdash lahakif es hamizbeach, right? They would walk around the mizbeach like, with a rebos similar to our minhag of right hakafos. That we do on Simchas Torah, and what's it called? Hoshanas, right? Obviously in Shacharis on Yontif. So Gemara says, Rabbah l'mikdash minalu. How do you know the Rabbanan? If they use that word arve to teach me that any type of arava is good, so how do you know? How do they know that you can, right? There's a mitzvah to do that, to use the aravos in the Beis HaMikdash. So Hilchos HaGemiraluhu, that is Halacha l'mashmi Sinai, Dam Rabbi Asi, Am Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yassi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Esr Netiros, Arava, V'nisu Chamayim, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That those three halachos are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Arava is exactly what we're talking about. You take the Arava from the Beis HaMikdash. Nisu Chamayim also is relevant to Sukkos. That's that they would pour, do some sort of water libation by the Korban Tamid on Sukkos every day. And then Esr Netiros is actually also Halacha L'Maisa, more than perhaps you realize. A couple days ago, today is, I guess by now we're recording at night, so it's, I guess, Dalad Elul. But on the first day of Elul, there's something that comes out, L'Halacha, on Erev Shvius, on the year before the year before Shemitah. So we extend Shemitah, just like we extend Yom Kippur and Shabbos, right? It's kind of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Kippur, Tosefes Yom Tif. So we extend, there's also a concept of Tosefes Shemitah, that we extend 30 days, right? Again, on the first day of Elul, we extend and we start applying the halachos of Shemitah before Rosh Hashanah. What is this concept of Esr Netiros? So the concept is that if you have a field that is a base sa'ah, which is, we talked about in Erevin, which, and you have 10 trees. Netios really is young trees, right? Tree plantings, it literally means plantings. So if you have 10 of them in the base sa'ah, so the halacha is, it says the Mishnah in Shvius, that you're allowed to plow that field up until Rosh Hashanah, because otherwise I definitely don't understand the agriculture, but otherwise the trees will die. So that halacha of Moshe Mesinai is mutter, that the concept of Tosefes Shviyos does not apply in a scenario where you have 10 new trees in a Beis Sa'ah area. And obviously, right, the ratio, right, if you have more than a Beis Sa'ah, if you have 10 Beis Sa'ah, so you could have, right, up to 100 trees, right, in that area. Okay. Either way. Vayfer. Tana Rabbah will under a Beis Sa'ah. Arvi Nachal HaGedilos Ala Nachal. Again, when we say Arvi Nachos, that they grow on the river, so Pratla Tzavtzava. That excludes this plant of Tzavtzava, which looks like a Ravos, but they're not actually a Ravos. Hagadila Ben Aharim, which grows in the mountains. I'm Rabbi Zira, Mikra, what's the Pasuk that teaches me, right, that the Tzavtzava is not counted? Because again, what's the Havamina? The Havamina Pasha says, you just told me Arvi Nachal, right, implies many types of Ravos. So why not include the Tzavtzava? So the Pasuk says, Kach Alamayim Rabim Tzavtzava Samu. This Pasuk is in, where is it? It is in Yechezkel. Makash Baruch Hu basically says that I was going to make Am Yisrael, as we'll see in a second, he was going to make Am Yisrael like an Arava, but Samo, they made themselves into a Tzavtzafa. So implying that Tzavtzafa is less desirable, is inferior to an Arava. So the Gemara just explains, tries to figure out what the Pasuk means. I told you that at the end of the Gemara, I kind of ruined it for you, but Gemara, Abaye says, V'dilma Prushi Kamefarish. Maybe what the Pasuk means is just the end of it is explaining itself, meaning, Kachal Mayim Rabim, what does it mean that he should take, or he took, something that grows on waters, Mayni Hu Tzatzfa, i.e. a Tzatzfa. So Gemara says, no, Imkin Mai Samu, what does it mean? It was Samu, that it was, they made themselves, or he made himself, talking about Am Yisrael, into a Tzatzfa. So I'm Rabbi Avo, and this is Rabbi Avo says, this is what the Pasuk means. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu. Kosh Baruch Hu said, "Ani amarti sheyu Yisrael lefanai kekach alamayim rabim u'maynihu arava." I said that Am Yisrael should be like me for something that grows on the waters, i.e., an arava. Vehein, but they, right, meaning Bnei Yisrael, did not live up to their expectations. Samo atzman ketzavtzav shebaharim. They made themselves like this tzavtzav plant that grows in the mountains. Some people just say, have the exact same give and take, but they said that all of this took place within the actual Braisa. And that's what the Pasuk says. And Rabbi Zera said, maybe that's what the Pasuk means. Maybe it's just explaining itself. So the Braisa responds back. What does it mean? It's literally the same give and take, just within the Braisa and not having the Rabbanim explaining the Braisa. Okay, vital. Tara Babylon de Braisa. Ezu Arava Vezu Tzavtzava. What's the difference between those two species? So Arava Kaneshala Adom Ve'aleshala Mashoch. And the third one is Piachala and Piachalak. The Arava has three types of characteristics. The stem is red, right, and the leaves are long, and the edges are chalak, are smooth. But tzavtzafa is different. Kaneshala lavan, right, its stems are white. Aleshala agul, and the leaves are a little bit more rounded. Upia doma lamagal, and it's literally the mouth, but the sides of the leaves are like a sickle, right, either a little bit sharper. They're a little bit serrated. Vatanya, I didn't learn in the Braisa, don't mean the lamagal kasha. Didn't we learn in the Braisa, there's something that's similar to a magal. If the edges of the leaves are similar to a magal, to a sickle, then it's kasher. But don't mean meser puzzle. But if it's like a saw, then it's no good. So Rabbi, Gitanya, he vechilfa gila. No, that's only talking about the chilfa gila. That's the what's it called? A different type of arava, which is fine. So Rabbi says, Shmamina, how do you know? We see from here, hi chilfa gila kosher, the Hoshana. Apparently, you see that the chilfa gila, right, this species of aravos is kosher. So Gemara says, well, yeah, pshita. Obviously, it's a type of arava. So Gemara says, no, Maritimi, you might have thought, hovi isle shem livui, since it has an accompanying name, meaning it has a nickname. It's a gila chilfa, gila arava. So you might have thought, lo din kasher, you might have thought it's not included, right? It's not kasher, it's never kamash malan. I have a melachanami. Wait, well, why don't we learn that it is no good? Meaning, how do you know it's no good? You tell me kamash malan because since it has another name, so maybe you might have thought that it's puzzle. So maybe it is puzzle because it has another name. So Gemara says, because Arvi Nachal, Amar Rachman, the Pasuk says, Arvi Nachal, that multiple species of willow, mikol makom, and it's kosher either way. Okay. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, Hani tos mili ishtani shamayu mechichar beis hamikdash. From the time the beis hamikdash changed, from the time the beis hamikdash was destroyed, three things, right, changed their name. And you'll see what the importance is in a second. Chalafta Aravasa, Aravasa Chalafta. What they used to call a Chalafta was an Arava, and when they used to call it an Arava, it was a Chalafta. It's commercial, now they're called Chalafta. So my nafkamina, what's the difference? What, who cares? So the lulav, obviously, you need to know what an arava is, right? So therefore, you need to know what they call it. Shipura chatzotzrasa and chatzotzrasa shipura, same thing with the shofar and the chatzotzras. They used to shave and change. They changed the name, and now it's reversed. My nafkamina the shofar, shorosh Hashanah. Obviously, you need to know what you can blow in Rosh Hashanah. Petorta, psora, petorta. Those are two different types of tables. The Mayanaf Kamina, who cares now that they changed the name and that they call it the reverse? The Mecha Chomelkar, because if a person wants to buy a petora, so you shouldn't give him a petorta, right? Otherwise, it's not a good sale. I'm going to buy it, but he says, Af ani Omer, I'll give you another one. Right? Be Kasi Huvlila, and Huvlila Be Kasi. Again, those two things are different parts of the animal's stomach. And the nafkamina will be, as you see in a second, right? The my nafkamina, what's the difference between the two? So who cares? So lemechad anitza ove bezakosos. The question is, if you have a bekase, if you have a needle that's found in the bekase, so that case is going to be a trefa. Now, again, just to back up a little bit, right? When you shucked an animal, right, one of the things that there are banim who are in charge of shchita and kashrus will check is different parts of the animal to make sure it wasn't a trefa. If the animal was a trefa, it was going to die soon, so then it's not kosher, right? The shchita is no good. So one of the things they check, right, obviously, just in terms of basics, one of the things they check are the lungs, right? The lungs, if the lungs are smooth, so then everything is fine. That's the word glot. Right, if the lungs are smooth, that's glot kosher. The lungs are glot, and therefore, that's not necessarily, but the lungs are fine in terms of the animal's health. That's why if you ever see the word glot kosher on a milchik restaurant, so somebody doesn't know what they're doing, because the word glot means smooth, it refers to the lungs. Anyway, so it depends over here, right? Again, if you reverse what you call which part of the animal, so you need to know, right? If a needle is found or something is found in the wall of one of these organs, so one of them is going to be a trefa, and the other one is not. So you have to know which one it is. Okay, Amar Rava Bar Yosef. Rava Bar Yosef says, "Af ani Omer." I'll give you another one. Bavel Bursaf and Bursaf Bavel. Right? They used to call Bavel Bursaf. All the way around, meaning they call Bavel Borsaf now, and then Borsaf is now called Bavel. So Gemara says, "My nafkamina, who cares?" So Gemara says, "The gite noshim, for the get of women." Now, when I read this for the first time, I assumed it meant because you got to write the place in the get. Tosa suggests that, and it rejects it because you don't write the state. Apparently, you would write the city. And so what's it really talking about? So if you ever learn the beginning of Maseches Gittin, there's a requirement called Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, that back in the day, if someone would come with a get outside Eretz Yisrael, so the Edim, the witnesses would have to come and say, it was written and signed in front of me. Because they didn't necessarily trust all of the scribes and everybody outside of Eretz Yisrael. So Bavel had the status of Eretz Yisrael, and you did not need to say Befani Nechtav and Befani Nechtav. So therefore, right, you needed to know where Bavel is, right, to find out if it was excluded or included from this requirement. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel says, new Mishnah, Shlosha Hadassim Shtei Aravos Lulav Echad Vesro Gechad. Right, we take it for granted that you take three Hadassim, two Aravos and Esro and a Lulav. That's not actually, right, so Pashut. That's Rabbi Shmuel's Shita, and certainly how we Paskin, but as you'll see in a second, right, that there are other opinions. Afilu shneim ketumim ve'echad eino katum, and Rabbi Shmuel then says, even if two hadasim are cut on top and one is not, then it's good. Didn't he just say you need three? Okay, the Gemara will deal with that. Rabbi Tarfon says, afilu shnashlan ketumim, even if three of them are cut, then it's fine. So apparently Rabbi Tarfon holds that it doesn't matter, right? Cutting the top of the hadasim will not possible it. Okay. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kashem Shalulav Echad, just like the Lulav is one, Ve'esrog Echad, and the Esrog is one, Lekach Hadas Achas, Ve'arava Achas, so too, for the Hadasim, and the Aravos, all you need is one of each species. Tani Rabbi Hachi, also in the Braisa? No, that's not what it says. Tani Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, Pri Eitz Hadar, right? Echad, right? Apparently, what do you see? You see Pri Eitz Hadar, that's one. Kapos Tmarim, Echad, right? Anaf Eitz Avos, Shlosha. That's three. You need three of those. And Arvinachal, the Aravos, that's two. That's Shtayim. Now, just to point out over here is interesting. If you look at Tosos and Rashi over here, Anaf Eitz Avos, where do you see from that pasuk that you need three? Right. So as Rashi explains, that Anaf is one, Eitz is one, and Avos is one, because you have three words. Therefore, you need three Hadasim. The question simply is, right, perhaps that you thought of, right, when I've been just saying that over, doesn't say by the Esrog, pre-Eitz Hadar, right? You have three words there as well. So Tosis already points out over here that you need the words pre-Eitz to teach me something already, and therefore you only have the word Hadar, so that would be, or I guess Eitz Hadar, which one is the Drasha? You have the Drasha of Eitz. Alright, either way, you need two of those words for a drasha, therefore you're only left with one. Alright, either way, it's an interesting answer, kind of a funny drasha as well. Usually we don't use based on words in the pasuk. Okay. So that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Tarfon Homer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Shlosha, Vafilu Shlosha Ketumin, Rabbi Giva Omer, Kashem Shalulu Vechad, Rezor Yechad, Kach, Hadas Echad, Varava Achas. Right, that's again basically from a quote from our Mishnah. Omer lo Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer said, Yochel Hei Esrog Yimayin Vaguda Achas. But you tell me that you have to bind the Esrog together with everybody. So Amarta, Vichinewa Pri Eitzada Vakapos Tamarim. So he said, meaning you say you would tell me, meaning Rabbi Elazar is still talking, right? You would, Amarta, you would tell me, Vichinema pre eitz hadar v'kapos tamarim. No, it doesn't say pre eitz hadar v'kapos tamarim, halo lo nemar ela kapos. Right? It doesn't say v'kapos, it says kapos, meaning you don't have to do it together. So therefore, meaning you would have thought, Rabbi Elazar said, from the drosha, that you have to bind it all together. But no, because the pasuk says kapos tamarim. Pre eitz hadar, kapos tomorrow. It doesn't say vik kapos tomorrow. So therefore, you don't have to bind the esrog with everybody else. How do you know that they ma'akev each other? The pasuk says that you should take, or you should take the kicha tama, but you have to take it completely. Tam, right? Tam is complete, right? Very often, right? The word tam is mistranslated or as simple. Rabbi Yaakov Yishtam Yosheva Alim does not mean that he was simple. Definitely the tam by the Seder means is simple, but definitely not by Yaakov. Right? I had once someone suggested to me, I saw some article that Yaakov with Tom, and therefore he was some sort of like on the spectrum of autism, and I was like, what in the world are you talking about? The word Tom means, right, he was complete, he was perfect. Okay, either way, Rabbi Shmuel Maroshach, again, now back to Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Shmuel said you need three Adasim, and then if two are cut, and one is fine, then you're good. So, I understand, says the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel Maroshach, either way, it doesn't make sense. Ish layman boy, if he requires them to be complete and then cutting it is no good, so the boy nami kulhu, he should require all three of them to be cut, to be not cut. Ish lo boy shleimim, and if Rabbi Shmuel does not require them to be complete, so what does one help you? Right? Why do you need one full one and two cut? So Amar Bira, so Bira said, Amar Rabbi Ami, and the name of Rabbi Ami, Chazar bar Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel took it back. Right? Originally he said you need three, and then in the end he said that you only need one. Okay, meaning, and when he said it, that you could have two cut and one full, that was code phrase for I take back my original shita, and you can only really only really need one. I'm Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, Halach, Rabbi Tarfon, right? The Halach is like Rabbi Tarfon, even three of them can be cut. Vaz the Shmuel Tamein, this is Rabbi Shmuel Shita, Damar Lahu Shmuel, Lahanu, Demizavne Asa, and this is what Shmuel said to the people who were selling the Aravos, or the Hadasim rather, Eshvu Vizavinu, right? Make sure you shave, make sure you make the prices clean, shave, equal and fair. Right, v'ilo, and if not, darshin l'chulik Rabbi Tarfon, I'll darshin like Rabbi Tarfon, that says that you can even use three cut aravos, hadasim, that are cut on top. So Gemara says, my time, why did he threaten with Rabbi Tarfon shita? If he was just looking for a mekel shita, so he could just threaten him with Rabbi Akiva, who says you only need one. So the Gemara says, "Ketum eshchichi chad velo katum lo shchiach." So the Gemara says, "No, because Rabbi Tarfon, right? It's much more common for them to find cut and not beautiful, not perfect hadassim. And right? Apparently, it was much harder to find full hadassim, and therefore, he didn't want to use Rabbi Kiva as the threat." Okay, let's do the Mishnah, and then we'll take off and jump off into the Gemara tomorrow. We get finally to the Esrog. Now again, if you have a picture book, right, it's going to help tremendously. We're not going to go through all these right now. We'll go through them in the Gemara. But now we get to the Esrog and all the Psulim by an Esrog. So let's see it into the Mishnah today, and the Gemara will obviously analyze a lot of this. Esrog agazal vayavish pasul, an Esrog is stolen. If it's dry, it's no good. Shall share v'shirin dachas pasul, right? Just like we started the other Mishnahs. Shall orla pasul. If it's orla, if it's within the first 3 years of the tree's growth, you're not allowed to eat the fruit. If the esrog of that tree is pasul. Shall truma tmeya. If it's tame truma, then it's pasul. Shall truma tahora. If it's tahor truma, so then, well, you shouldn't really take it, but if you're not tahor, if you did take it, so then kosher, then it's fine. Shall demai. If it's unclear whether it was taken, trumas and maestros, really maestros, and beishami poslim, beishil makshirin, beishami says no good, beishil says it is good, right? Beishil maestro sheni beishalayim, and if it's maestro sheni in Yerushalayim, again, you're allowed to take maestro sheni to Yerushalayim and eat it. In fact, that's what you're supposed to do. So if it's an esrog, so then lo yutal, vim notal kosher, well, you shouldn't take it, but as i.e., take it for the mitzvah, but vim notal, but if you did, then it's kosher. Now here we get to the psulim by an esrog. Also, chazazis al rubo. Let's say it's discolored completely, not completely, but al rubo on most of it. Nitla pitamo, if the pitmaso, if the pitom is gone. Niklaf, if it was peeled. Nistak, if it was cut. Nikav, the chaser koshu, if it was nikav, means the hole in it and it's missing something. So then puzzle, then it's no good. Also, chazazis al mioto, but if some of it was discolored, not all of it, but a minority was discolored, vinital uktso, or you have the oketz, the bottom of it, really, it's the one, that's the part that attaches to the tree, right? It's rogan grow upside down. Either way, if the oketz was taken off, nikav lo chaser koshu, or if it had a hole but nothing was really missing, meaning it was poked or punctured by a needle, but nothing is really missing, kosher, then it's fine. Esrog akushi, posel, a black esrog is posel. Hayarok kakarti, if it's green like leeks, Rabbi Meir Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda posel, Rabbi Meir says it's fine, Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good, right? It's not fully grown, right? Again, Rabbi Yehuda says, we've said that before about Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Shir esrog katan, again, we also had this before, what's the smallest shir that you can have for an esrog? So Rabbi Meir, omer ke'egos, Rabbi Yehuda, omer ke'beitza, right? Whether it's like a walnut or egos, I guess, walnuts or whatever, or a beitza, obviously, an egg. V'gadol, what about the biggest shir? What's the maximum? K'dei sheyochei shnayim biyado, right? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be able to hold two of them, right, in his hand, right, as we mentioned before, because you may come to kind of rearrange the lulav and the esrog, we don't want you to drop it. Okay, you have to be able to hold two of them in your hand. Rabbi Yossi says, afilo echa b'shteyodav. No, you can even hold one in both of your hands, like those big tamani esrogs, right, that's totally fine, right, there is no shear maximum, according to Rabbi Yossi. Okay, shkoyach gadol, Rabbi Yossi, we'll go weiter and learn this very exciting Gemara tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.